I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Our guest is modern saxophonist Charles Lloyd, who also built a sound in Los Angeles, riding a wave of free jazz and beyond. He played alongside everyone from Ornette Coleman to the Jefferson Airplane. His fluid music carried him out of the city to the California coast, where he hung with the Beach Boys and found internal peace. But before all that, Charles Lloyd discovered his love for the saxophone through the blues in his hometown of Memphis.
My mother had a large house, and the lady who ran the ticket office at the theater, she asked my mother would she rent some rooms out to the musicians, because there weren't adequate hotels for Lionel Hampton and Count Basie and Duke Ellington and all these great bands. So I was in heaven. I couldn't wait for them to wake up. I had questions, you know.
So you're in this musical environment. You're starting to hang out and play with some of the blues guys and be part of that scene.
I would play with Phineas Newborn, and he put me in his father's band with Calvin Newborn and him. And then we would play like white dance halls, and there was a place called the Plantation Inn where I worked with them. And Elvis used to come over every night because he was crazy about Calvin on the guitar. And then he wanted to move his legs like Calvin and stuff. And he'd go over to Phineas and Calvin's house every day and eat Mama Rose's food and stuff. That's the interesting thing about the South. The South was a rigged game, but us musicians, we kind of were a community of loving the sounds.
Met a lot of women who could love all right, but nothing like a woman that I met last night. She's dynamite. She's dynamite. She knows what to do and she knows what it's all about.
So tell me, why leave this garden of jazz, blues, soul, and creativity that you were born into? Why leave it and go to Los Angeles?
Well, there were a lot of modernists around, and they were turning me onto the music of Stravinsky and Bartok and J.S. Bach and Beethoven and all that stuff. And I wanted to be a composer. I wanted to open that stuff up and find the magic of these waterfalls and these sunrises and sunsets.
Out on the West Coast, you also kind of were being known more and more by that emerging rock scene that was there. And you know, you think of the Grateful Dead and Jefferson Airplane.
Howlin' Wolf would come to town, and he would want to hire musicians. And he paid a few dollars, maybe $5 more than other people. So it was always great to go with Wolf. And so Wolf would say, you play with Wolf, you eat pork chops. You play with them other bands, you eat neck bones. And he just would tear everything up wherever he played. He was just an amazing guy. I can now see why those women were trying to pull his pants down when he was singing.
I really love.
You mentioned medicating yourself. You mentioned troubles, getting away from the system that was rigged. You spent a pretty long time being quiet to the public world.
Well, Tragic Magic and all that stuff in New York had gotten to me, because you see, it made it that all the other stuff seemed to go away. You just had one problem, and that problem was medicating yourself. And I realized that that was a problem I didn't need. So I moved back to Malibu for a time, and I began to fast, and I became vegetarian. So I just cleaned myself up. And then I moved up to Big Sur, and I stayed up there for a decade or more. And I pretty much stopped touring and just kind of lived a simple life. And probably around 81, Michel Petrucciani showed up at my door. He's a great pianist, but he's got a glass bone disease. He's about 3 feet tall, and he wasn't going to have a long lifespan, but he was a genius, and he came up. He was looking for me. He wanted me to come back and play. As I go deeper and more personal into my music and merge with the ocean of the infinite, something happens where the individuality merges with universality.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.